Hello, everybody. This is Janice Malone with Film Festival Radio Show, and you are about to listen to one of our previously recorded best of shows. We're taking a break this weekend, but guess what? We'll be back next Saturday for a brand new edition of Film Festival Radio Show. So have a great and safe weekend, and we'll see you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone. Film Festival Radio. It's superstars and future stars together on the same show.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Film Festival Radio Show for this Saturday. Man, it's the final Saturday in April. I can't believe it's, this month, anyway, yeah, we're at the end of a new month here. So it's been raining. I can't believe Vegas has had this much rain in the last couple of days here. I can't believe that. But I love it. I come from a rainy country, part of the country, I should say. But anyway, Hopefully you're doing quite well out there. I know that we are, and kind of enjoying the little cooler temperatures there. But, you know, it's always hot in Vegas as far as weather and hot activities to do. And that brings me to our guest for our show here. Later on tonight, we're going to wrap up the Vegas Indie Film Festival that's been taking place since Thursday. And so they have a big premiere later on tonight at 8 o'clock at the Orleans Hotel and Casino. You know, they have a big, beautiful movie theater inside. And so they're going to have the Nevada premiere of the documentary, award-winning documentary, American Pot Story Oaksterdam. I always want to say Amsterdam, but it's American Pot Story Oaksterdam, after Oaksterdam University, of course. And so we will have one of our featured guests is one of the directors, Ravi Marcus. She is the co-director along with her husband. He couldn't join us for this interview, but she'll be joining us to tell us more about the making of the film. And she and her husband and part of the cast and crew will be there at the theater later tonight after the screening for questions and answers. So we want to meet you there. Tickets are still available, and we want to sell the place out. So go get your tickets, and we'll meet you there later on tonight at 8 o'clock. American Pot Story. It's a documentary. It's won lots of awards. Just kind of tells the backstory of how a group of very dedicated people to what they believed in, and they were very instrumental in passing of some of the cannabis policies that we are now enjoying when it comes to cannabis and, you know, the whole industry of cannabis. Well, this film talks about the people out of the Oakland Bay area there and how they were very instrumental in getting some policies passed. So it's a really cool story and still kind of still developing. We'll see Cheech and Chong. Well, Tommy Chong is in the film. So she's going to tell us more about it. I want to give away too much. So we're chatting with have you guys familiar with the History Channel has this really cool show called The Mega Brands That Built America. Well, season two will be starting tomorrow night at 9 p.m. on the History Channel. So our guest is Bill Rancic, and he is an expert businessman from the show, and he will be on board to tell us what we can see in season two. This is such a fun show, kind of gives us the backstory as to how a lot of our favorite corporations started, you know, like Netflix and Sony, Nike, Marriott, Apple, all just so many of the backstories, the ups, the downs, the rivalries, just so much that we never think about. But that's what this show does. And so season two will be starting tomorrow night, and it will be running all the way till the end of June. It's 8 episodes. So again, the History Channel tomorrow night, 9 p.m., The Mega Brands That Built America. So Bill Rancic, again, will be joining us later to tell us about that. And we, of course, have our buddy, our good friend, Chris Woolsey, who is the Senior Director of Communications for Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment brand. And he will be telling us just a lot of cool titles and films and such from Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment. And you can go and, you know, download their app and see all kinds of great programming there. So Chris will be giving us the latest on that. So, okay, that's our show of guests here. So I'm going to just kind of take a break. And then when we come back, we will have our first guest, our good friend Chris Woolsey from Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment. So we'll be right back. All right, listeners, I have our favorite guy on board here. We're talking about Chris Woolsey. He is the Senior Director of Communications for Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment. And he is here, as always, to tell us what is hot, what is fun, and what is worth viewing on the Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment brand. So, Chris, what's going on for April on Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment?
Janice, we've got so much cooking at Chicken Soup for the Soul. You know, this is our kind of usually our feel good, our sometimes female centric, but there's always something for the whole family on there on Chicken Soup for the Soul. We've got a ton of great stuff this month. We are going to start off with some laughs for you. This is a brilliant UK series called Doc Martin, and it is very fun. It's starring Martin Clunes, who is from, Shakespeare in Love, of course. And he is phenomenal. So he plays in this, he's basically the greatest medical mind in the UK, but he has a nervous breakdown. And in order to recover, he has to take a job as a small town, sort of town doctor in this little tiny coastal community on the coast of England. And they don't go into the specifics, but you kind of get the idea that he's probably on the spectrum somewhere. And because he has zero bedside manner. Okay. And so he immediately begins butting heads with the locals, who of course don't like anything that he's doing. And oh my gosh, Janice, I cannot say enough good things about it. And we have 6 seasons of this show, so you can binge until your heart's content. It's got a little bit of drama, a lot of comedy, and it's just really, really fun.
Doc Martin, that's it.
That's it.
Okay, not to be confused with the shoes, but
exactly. I thought the same thing.
Okay. Okay, and so who else is cooking for this month of April?
Well, Chicken Soup for the Soul, as we've talked about before, has original content just like all of our other services that you can only see on Chicken Soup for the Soul. And one of those is really heartwarming. It's called Animal Tales. And it's a documentary series that documents the relationship between pets and their owners and why these pets are so absolutely special to their owners. I mean, I think everybody who has a pet loves them for a very, very special reason, but these pets go above and beyond. So there's just, you know, when you read the Chicken Soup of the Soul books, a lot of those have to do with pets and animals in general. And this is sort of the documentary version of that. So really touching stories, really heartwarming and amazing characters. It's a great, great series.
Oh, I know that's going to be a big hit with pet parents and such. Oh, yeah. Pet grandparents, all of them. I don't have any pets because I have pet allergies, but I have friends and relatives who have a zoo of pets. So I know that I'm going to tell them to please watch this one.
One more I'm going to go with. So this was a Crackle original that we lent to Chicken Soup of the Soul. And this is a series called Adult Life Skills. Oh. Really fun. This is another UK series. And it's starring Jodie Whittaker, who is in Doctor Who, the Doctor Who series. Lorraine Ashbourne from Bridgerton, which is a gigantic hit right now, and Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso. Oh. Phenomenal cast, and it's about sort of the difficulties of being an adult. So it follows this young woman named Anna, who's really trying to move from her, you know, her 20s into, you know, officially being an adult, you know. It's a little slower these days, maybe, than it used to be. And she's got to deal with an overbearing mom And it's just, it's a very fun, but it's also super.
This is a really fun series that was actually a Crackle exclusive that we now have on Chicken Soup for the Soul. And it's called Adult Life Skills. And I don't know about you, Janice, but I've been an adult for a long time. And there are still days that I wake up and I go, is it going to be this hard every day of my life?
Yes.
Being an adult is not easy. It's a struggle, especially if you're parenting and, you know, all the things that come along with the complications of being a responsible adult. And this is the story of a young woman named Anna, who is kind of being ushered from her 20s into her 30s. She realizes that she has to be an adult now. She has to take care of herself. She's got to do all the things that adults have to do. But it's not easy. And so it's just about that struggle. It's starring Jodie Whittaker from the Doctor Who series, which I'm a gigantic nerd fan of. Lorraine Ashbourne from Bridgerton, which is a gigantic hit right now, and Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso. It's a phenomenal cast, very well written, and I think it's a super relatable series for those of us who struggle with adulting.
Yes, that is me. That is me. Adulting is just, oh my God, it just seems like there's no profit in it at times, but you know, we've got to do it. But what a cast, this film. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, it is great.
Solid cast. Okay, and so I can just feel like there's some more cooking going on for April for Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment. Okay, and before I forget, tell everyone how they can take advantage of watching some of these wonderful films. How can they get hold of the Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment app there?
You can download the Chicken Soup app from their favorite app store, or they can just go to chickensouptv.com and they can cast to any device. So basically any smartphone, tablet, connected TV, you can do that through your laptop from Chicken Soup TV.
Okay, and one more before we close it out.
Okay, so this is we were talking about the New Zealand comedy last time I was here, Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah.
We've got a great Australian comedy called Swinging Safari. And this is a period piece that takes place in the 1970s. And it's starring Guy Pearce from LA Confidential,
yeah,
who you will not recognize in a million years in this movie. But it's about suburban Australians living in this beachside community in the 1970s. Quirky. It stars Kylie Minogue, of all people.
No way.
As well as Guy Pearce. It's you just have to watch it. It's got a very like Wes Anderson feel to it, these characters that are larger than life, but it's got that kind of Baz Luhrmann Australian sensibility to it. It's fantastic. Swinging Safari. I can't recommend it enough. You are going to laugh until your sides split.
Well, I forgot about Kylie Minogue. Yeah, definitely. Yep. So
she was playing in Moulin Rouge, and she's been in a ton of things.
Yes. So it's all Australian cast, it sounds like, here.
For sure.
Very good. Okay, so we got that one jotted down. Are there any more that you can speak of? Any more original projects coming this way this summer, maybe in the fall, from Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment?
We definitely have some original content coming your way. I can't say anything about it yet because they have not been released to the press. But you know, Janice, that you will be the first person that I tell as soon as...
Oh, I can't wait. We've had such fun interviews with some of the previous stars of your different projects. Just so much fun. So much fun. And you know, I'm still waiting for Nicolas Cage to make that visit to you guys' headquarters so we can just see the pictures and just have a lot of fun. It's got to happen. Well, anyway, thank you as always, Chris. And we will see you on the next edition of us talking about our favorite topics of films and TV shows from your really cool brand of Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment.
Can't wait, Janice. Look forward to it.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Our guest is from the hit show, The Mega Brands That Built America. And season two of that show will start on the History Channel on Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time, again on the History Channel. I just love this show. Bill Rancic, again, he is with the show and he is with the series, I should say. And of course, Bill is a successful entrepreneur, an award-winning author, motivational speaker. And again, he is a featured expert as a part of this hit show. So if you have not seen it, please do. It is so fascinating because it just kind of goes and delves into the building of some of our favorite corporations, such as Netflix, Sony, Nike, Adidas, Marriott, Apple, Microsoft, just so many, as to the story as to how they became super successful corporations, worldwide corporations, and what it took to get them to this very successful plot. And what it took to get them to where they are now, just a behind the scenes, the making of these fantastic corporations. So again, it starts season two, Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time on the History Channel. So not only does it talk about the success of these major brands, but also about the failures, the rivalries, yes, and taking innovations of these colossal major brands out here that the whole world actually uses. So without any further delay, let's roll it with my recent chat with Bill Rancic from the hit History Channel show, The Mega Brands That Built America. So let's roll it right now. Well, hello, everybody. This is Janice Malone, host of Film Festival Radio Show, and we have a new guest that I'd like to share our chat. Our guest is from the hit show, The Mega Brands That Built America. And season two of that show will start on the History Channel on Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time, again on the History Channel. I just love this show. Bill Rancic is with the show and he is with the series, I should say. And of course, Bill is a successful entrepreneur, an award-winning author, motivational speaker. And again, he is a featured expert as a part of this hit show. So if you have not seen it, please do. It is so fascinating because it just kind of goes and delves into the building of some of our favorite corporations, such as Netflix, Sony, Nike, Adidas, Marriott, Apple, Microsoft, just so many, as to the story as to how they became super successful corporations, worldwide corporations, and what it took to get them to where they are now. Just a behind the scenes, the making of these fantastic corporations. So again, it starts season two, Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time on the History Channel. So not only does it talk about the success of these major brands, but also about the failures, the rivalries, yes, and just groundbreaking innovations, these colossal major brands out here that the whole world actually uses. So without any further delay, let's roll it with my recent chat with Bill Rancic from the hit History Channel show, The Mega Brands That Built America. So let's roll it right now. Okay, let's get rolling here. You are, of course, from the History Channel's hit show, The Mega Brands That Built America. And so I understand that season two will be starting on April 28th. What can we expect from season two?
Well, season two is really fascinating season. We take a lot of deep dives into some of the most amazing brands that we've seen, from Nike to Adidas to Diners Club Card, Apple, Microsoft. I mean, so many more. The rental car industry we take a deep dive into. And for me, as an entrepreneur and someone who, you know, is fascinated by business, it's a real privilege and honor to be a part of the show.
It really is fascinating because, I mean, of course, these are companies and corporations. We use their products and services every day. You just never think about, well, how did this get started? But your show is telling us. So What particular, I understand there's been a lot of rivalries over the years with some of these companies. Which rival, who's got the best rivalry between companies?
Oh my God. They're all fierce, right? I mean, in order to get to the top, oftentimes it's warfare. And, you know, you look at Nike and Adidas, right? I mean, they've battled it out. Apple and Microsoft have battled it out. But, you know, I think the one brand that really jumps out at me, and for the younger people out there, they probably won't remember this, is the Diners Club car. And, you know, a lot of these most amazing brands that have lasted the test of time came from necessity. And it's a fascinating story if you have a minute. You know, this gentleman was out to dinner with some clients. And back in the day, you know, you could only pay cash for dinner. And he didn't have enough money to cover the bill. He was horribly embarrassed. He had to call his wife to bring him more money. And he left that dinner. He said, I'm never going to let that happen to me again. And he invented the Diners Club card. It was the first credit card ever to be in existence. And he sparred on a $6 trillion a year industry from that one dinner that embarrassed him so much. So, you know, a lot of these brands came really by accident or by necessity.
I find that totally amazing. We all remember seeing earlier, you know, in our culture here, the burger wars.
Beef.
Yes, exactly. I thought that was fascinating. But with the mega brands, I mean, your show is just showing, just pulling the curtain back. And I think it's caused me to just not, I won't say take things for granted, but just kind of say, I appreciate this company even more when I walk into a Marriott or something.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's for me, I love the show because you can watch it with your kids. And I have an 11-year-old. And he watches the show with me on Sunday nights. And, you know, I always say it's a show that gives you the vitamin without knowing you're taking the vitamin. We have,
exactly.
You know, incredible recreations of what happened. We have amazing experts on the show. Like Peyton Manning is going to be joining us this season. And obviously, I'm a huge fan of his. And it's a privilege to be able to work with him, someone who's created great brands. So this season's really, really special. And I can't wait to have my son watch it with me Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, I'm a big football fan. Definitely Peyton Manning, for sure. I'll be tuning in. Oh, definitely so. So, okay, other than extremely successful with all these big corporations, is there one in particular, is there a running thread that all of them seem to have in common along the way or what?
Well, I think the ones that are successful have been able to be agile. You know, they've adapted and they've adjusted and they've been able to stay relevant. And I look at one in particular that failed that test, and it's Blockbuster Video, right?
Yeah.
They revolutionized the video store industry. If you think about, you know, the early days of video stores, they were these kind of dingy, dark places with a curtain that led to the back room for the adult film section and not a place you'd send your kids without supervision, right? And
right.
Blockbuster changed that. They became the leader of the industry, but then they didn't change and they didn't adapt and they let their ego get in the way. When they had a chance to buy Netflix, they passed and kind of laughed at it and they became extinct. And there's only one Blockbuster in the world left, and that's in Oregon. And so it's kind of a cautionary tale that, you know, you can never be too big to fail. And I think that's, you know, that's something that, you know, we have to really understand.
I didn't know they had a chance to buy Netflix. Oh my goodness, what a bad decline that was.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
Oh goodness. Okay, I'll remember that. Now, what convinced you to participate in this show, this series?
Well, you know, I've always been a fan of History Channel. You know, I've been doing TV for the last 20 years, and I've always wanted to be on the History Channel because I loved like modern marvels and I just thought their programming was really intelligent programming. And, you know, if I'm going to spend an hour of my time, I want to make it a good hour of my time. And you know, when I was approached to do the show, it took me all of about 10 seconds to say yes, just because I'm a fan of the network and everything that they do. So hopefully this is a show that's going to be around for the next 10 years and I'll be able to talk to you every season and tell you about all the great brands that we're digging into.
Well, you've only got 8 more to go for season 10 here, so.
Yeah.
What is the appeal? What makes this show so special? Because it is a bona fide hit.
Well, I think, you know, the American dream is still alive and well, and it's to, you know, own your own business one day, to take control of your destiny. You know, I always joke, it's better to sign the front of the check than the back of a check, because that means you own the business. So, you know, I think people are still they still have that desire to kind of go do it on their own. And this is one of the few countries in the world where you can do that in one generation. You know, my wife's family is a great example of that. My wife came to America when she was 9, and her father decided he was a master tailor from Naples, Italy. And he opened up a small men's clothing store and then another one. And he was able to, you know, build an amazing life and become a millionaire in one generation in a country where he came here with nothing.
Yeah, it's still possible, in spite of our problems. Well, every country has its problems, of course. Well, okay. Yeah. Okay, so how hands-on are you in the production of the show? Do you make suggestions of companies or any of that, or what?
Well, the team is really collaborative, and everyone, you know, contributes and lends their kind of two cents to it. And we have an amazing team, Lucky 8. And Peyton Manning's company are producing it this season together. So, you know, they've assembled just an amazing group of people that have done a phenomenal job, from, you know, coming up with the ideas to the recreations that we do on the show to promoting the show. So, you know, it's just a fascinating team to work with, and I'm so thrilled to be on it.
Yeah, it is a fascinating show. Any shows that are involving business other than just straight up boring business, because sometimes business can be boring, but this is not the case. It's telling a story, and I love it. I am just so in love with this show. I can't.
Well, and it's stories that we utilize every day, from mm-hmm. you know, Apple to Avis Car Rental. You know, fun fact, Avis was the first company to ever open up a rental car agency at an airport, and people laughed at him. They thought, oh my God, he's going to open up at an airport. And he saw the future. He was a retired Air Force pilot, and he realized that aviation was heading to really revolutionize the way people traveled. And he opened up that first car rental location at an airport and changed the way we travel.
Oh my goodness, what would we do without airport car rentals? I can't even think
right.
of it.
Right, exactly.
And I think another thing is that a lot of people, I know I'm guilty of this, you see these brands, these big companies, and you never think about some of these companies. These are actual families, real people, these last names, Avis and Nestle and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
absolutely
amazing.
No.
And
it's generational. You know, it's mm-hmm. companies that have passed on from one generation to the next. And, you know, a lot of these had to do, you know, really had to go to war to stay on top. And, you know, it's fun to see. It's a really entertaining show. And I think people are going to really, really enjoy this season in particular, because there's a lot of fun brands that we take deep dives into.
Has the cast members, the crew, have they approached any particular companies and they've got turned down about profiling them, or what?
You know, I don't know if anyone really would turn that down.
No.
But I can get back to you on that. I don't think that's ever happened. You know, it's such a fascinating show. I think anyone would want to be a part of it.
They should. They really should. And finally, so far, what's been the funniest behind the scenes making of corporation that you guys have profiled so far, for you personally?
You know, I'm a fan of Nike, and I love how that brand really came about. And, you know, Phil Knight had a partner. He was the track coach at the Oregon University, and his wife was making breakfast one day, and she happened to be making him waffles. And a light bulb went off in his head, and he was looking at the imprint of the waffle. And he made his first sneaker sole on a waffle iron. And he said, this is going to change the way runners can run. And that was how he really came up with the first Nike running shoe, which really changed the way we look at sneakers today. And if you look at Nike now, I mean, man, oh man, what a brand they built.
A waffle iron. Oh my goodness.
A waffle iron.
A waffle iron. I will never eat a waffle the same again after knowing this.
Yeah, you and me both. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, finally, what else is going on with you? We know you're with the show, of course, but any other outside projects that you're doing?
Well, you know, we're in the restaurant business. I'm building the RPM restaurant brand. We have 8 locations now around the country, and we have the Giuliana Prosecco brand, and that's a lot of fun. So, you know, I get to do a lot of small businesses that I really enjoy.
Okay. Well, you're busy. So how can people reach out and say hello to you social media-wise and such?
I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Bill Ransom. That'd be great.
That's a real easy one. Just your name and put an at sign in the front of it. Okay, Bill, thank you. This has been so much fun.
Well, I, I appreciate the time, and I look forward to seeing everyone Sunday nights at 9 o'clock on the History Channel.
Absolutely. I will be there waiting with my popcorn. So thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. See you on Sunday night. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
One of the co-directors of a brand new documentary that will be making its Las Vegas premiere. The title of the documentary is American Pot Story, Oaksterdam. And what is this film about? Well, it tells the unknown origin story of a group of very passionate people who were at that time the underdogs who took a big risk in order to help revolutionize the current cannabis industry policies that many of us are now enjoying. Yes, that is an unknown story, and it took, I believe, over 10 years to put this documentary together. So again, we have one of the co-directors of the film joining us shortly here. Cannot wait to tell you more about, well, actually, she will be telling more about the film. And our guest for this segment is one of the co-directors of this new documentary film. Again, the title is American Pot Story, Oaksterdam, and it will be making its Nevada premiere, the 2024 Indy Vegas Film Festival, which is going on right now as we speak. So this screening will take place if you are in the Las Vegas area. Meet me there with the rest of the guests at the Orleans Hotel and Casino at the Century 18 XD Theater. There's a movie theater inside. And so that's where the screening will take place, and we want to see you there. And so our guest, our filmmaker guest, will give us more details about where to get your tickets and all of that. There are still plenty of tickets left, but we want to sell out. There are lots of famous people that are seen and interviewed in this documentary, such as, well, remember Cheech and Chong, Tommy Chong, who's longtime been an advocate and an activist about cannabis, one of the former mayors of Oakland, California Governor Gavin Newsom is interviewed. It's a lot of people. So I'm going to be quiet, and we're going to get to our guest and let Ravit Marcus, let her tell us more about the making of the film. As I said, she and her husband are the directors, are the filmmakers for this film. Dan Katzer and Ravit Marcus are the directors, along with many film participants. And a lot of those people will be doing a Q&A after the movie does screen. So again, if you're in the Vegas area, meet us there at the theater, and we would love to see you and have your support. So, okay, without any further delay, let's bring on director, filmmaker Ravit Marcus to tell us more about their award-winning film, documentary, American Pot Story, Oaksterdam. So let's take a listen, and we'll do it right now. Okay, before we get to my interview with Ravit, just want to put this quick footnote in. We did this interview on Thursday, so you will hear her say, join me on Saturday. Well, again, we taped it on Thursday, so of course, today is Saturday. So again, she is, of course, speaking to join all of us tonight at the premiere of the film. So, Pike, join us at the Orleans Hotel again. Starts at 8 o'clock start time. So she'll give you all the details. So anyway, let's roll to the interview right now. Okay, you are Ravit Marcus, and you are one of the filmmakers of this award-winning documentary, American Pot Story, Oaksterdam. And when I say award-winning documentary, tell us about some of the current awards that it has already won, and then we'll talk about the big event here in Vegas.
First of all, thank you so much for having me on, Janice.
Okay.
And yes, we started really well with that documentary right off the bat. Our world premiere was at Slamdance Film Festival, and we won the audience award at the Unstoppable category there. And that was just the best trajectory going ahead. We've won numerous other awards since, including just we found out an award in India, but we won awards in Tokyo, at Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival, just at Topanga Film Festival. It's been an incredible journey. So far, so good. And of course, we have high hopes in Las Vegas as well.
Well, let's talk about Las Vegas here. So you and the rest of the crew will be, you're having a big premiere at the Orleans Theater. I know I've got it all wrong, but anyway, it is for the Las Vegas Indie Film Festival. So tell us about the big premiere.
We are so excited to finally bring our film to Nevada. This is the first time it's playing Nevada. So this is the Nevada premiere and the Las Vegas premiere all rolled into one. And we are blessed that we have partnered with a wonderful dispensary, Hardeen, that is hosting a pre-party and a VIP party. So you need to make a donation or buy at least 10 tickets to be invited to that. But they're also giving amazing giveaways at the theater for every theater attendee. There's going to be gift bags and chips for discounts on their product. And that's going to be really cool. And we're going to have an after party where everybody from that comes to the film is invited to. So it's going to be like a lineup of events from basically 4 p.m., 5 p.m. till midnight, or who knows, we might go later than that.
Oh, it's Vegas. You should just go all night.
Exactly. So the film plays at 8 p.m., as you said, in the theater inside the Orleans Theater, part of the Vegas Indie Film Festival. We're very proud to be there. And if anybody's looking for the ticket link, they can just go to our film's IG, Instagram. It's just American Pod Story. Very easy to find. Also on Facebook. And the link is there. If you have a hard time finding it, go to our website, www.americanpodstory.com. And it's a wonderful film. I'm very proud of it. And I know that anybody who's going to come will enjoy it, have fun, learn something. It's all wrapped into one.
Absolutely.
And the star of the film, I forgot to mention, not only the directors of the film, myself and Dan Katsir, my co-director and spouse, will be there to talk with the audience, answer questions after for the film. But the most important thing is that star of the film, Dale Sky Jones of Oaksterdam University, will be there to answer questions, as well as her husband, Jeff Jones, who's a very well-respected, longtime cannabis crusader, and Diane Goldstein, who's the executive director of Law Enforcement Action Partnership, one of those important legalization organizations in the world that has numerous cops, judges, DAs who are retired and now are actually fighting to change the system. And Diane is a retired lieutenant and is also in the film and will be there to answer questions as well. So this is a wonderful opportunity to meet people that are really out there making a difference in our world and in policy, and are fun to meet and ask questions. So it's going to be fun, but also a chance to learn and find out what's happening now, both in Vegas in particular and Nevada, but also around the world and the country.
Now, my summary, you can straighten me out further. American Pod Story, Oaksterdam, the title of the documentary, is the story about the original group of the people, activists, who really are responsible for cannabis policy changes that we now are enjoying here in America. Is that a good summation of what the doc is about?
Yes. Obviously, every major historical movement has many people who build one on the shoulders of the next. However, the people in our film, Richard Lee and Dale Sky Jones and Jeff Jones, they really moved the puck forward significantly at a time where most people didn't think that the American people was ready for the change that they were suggesting. And they proved that this can be done. And people said, this is going to take 50 years. People made fun of them. And we were the only people who said, we think what they're doing is really important. And we'd better film this revolution. And thanks to that, we have a revolution in the making just unfold throughout the film. Because we followed them for a whole decade. It didn't even take a decade. It took 6 years for them to affect the change that people told them will take 50 years. And it's really a testament to the power of any activist, the grassroots activist, but also actually gives us optimism about the American system that people can come and, you know, we kind of say it's like Mrs. Jones walks to Washington. You can walk to Washington if enough people join you and follow you and make a difference and correct a bad law and bad policy.
Now, did you and your husband, as you said, both of you are the directors of the film, did you already previously know any of these people who were working so tirelessly to make all of this happen, or did you just read about them?
We just read. Dan woke up in the morning. He's a news junkie. He just opened the newspaper, shook me violently, and said, there's going to be a revolution. We've got to film the revolution. And I said, what? It said they're going to legalize weed. And I said, really? It doesn't sound that important. And I turned around and went back to sleep. Little did I know that this is going to take over my life going forward. But he just started learning, reading more about what they were saying. And that helped me to understand that this is a major issue, very important, has a crucial social justice component to it that these people were fighting for, as well as the havoc that the war on drugs has wreaked on Mexico. And once I realized that, I said, okay, let's give them a call and see if they're open to being filmed. And this was not easy because we never met them, because we were not from this world at all. We made a lot of documentaries, but about very different topics. And it definitely took a while for them to trust us, to let us in. And I understand, because a lot of social justice movements do get infiltrated by, you know, bad forces who want to, you know, stop them. And they have to be careful who do they let in. But it took a while, but eventually we grew on them and they saw that we're just there to capture what they're doing and to show the beauty of their hard work, the blood, sweat, and tears that went into it.
That was one of my questions I was going to ask you. How did you gain their trust to bring your cameras in? But you just explained it so beautifully. So that makes sense.
When you make documentaries for many years, you definitely, the most important thing that you bring before the camera is yourself. Who are you? Are you a trustworthy person who will treat the people in the film? And that's why I try to remember not to say subject. They're not my subject. They are humans. And they definitely have, you know, their worldview. And you need to respect it if you're going to show them in the film. There's not that there isn't room for criticism and an honest look at what they look like and what they do and the price they pay. But eventually, we make films about people who are doing the right thing. And we want them to be proud of their work and the film. That's kind of, you know, we're not there to do an expose because we think what they're doing is trying to make this a better world. Do they make mistakes on the way? Yes. And we show them it's part of the process. There's trials and tribulations. It's to affect change is very hard. And a lot of times on the way, you have to make so many concessions. You barely recognize what the end result from what you started with. But that's how the system works. And still, any little change you make for good is worth it. And thanks to these people, a lot less people go to prison now for this nonviolent offense that should never have been a prisonable offense, and especially a lot less people of color. So even though not everything went the way they wanted, just this is huge and has already made this country a better place to live in.
Now, you did mention earlier some of the names of the people that we're going to see in the documentary and some who will be here in Vegas at the big screening. But I understand that comedic actor, longtime, I'm a big fan of Cheech and Chong, but actor and advocate Tommy Chong is a part of this film also. So was it, how was it getting him to be filmed and interviewed?
So Tommy Chong has been a longtime friend of Oak Street University. So they, when they had a big event to commemorate their 10th anniversary, he was supposed to be there, and I think he couldn't make it eventually, so he sent a video, and he graciously let us use the video in the film. He also attended our Los Angeles premiere, so who knows who's going to come to this one. There's always surprises. Oak Street University has been going strong for many years, has many students all around the world, so they definitely, a lot of celebrities have been even their students and are still very supportive of what they do and want to come to every event they make. Also, I want to say that Congresswoman Barbara Lee is interviewed in the film because she's there. She's the Congresswoman of their district in Oakland. And also California Governor Gavin Newsom is in the film because he had an important part in making this change happen. This documentary has some serious bigwigs in it, and they all are very proud to be part of it.
Yeah, some serious political bigwig names in it as well. My goodness.
Indeed.
Well, now, the film is out, the word is out, you're racking up awards and everything. So where do you see, as far as laws, legislations, and all that, where do you see it going next as far as cannabis is concerned?
You mean cannabis or the film?
Both of them, actually.
Oh, well, the cannabis, I can tell you that things are moving on the federal level slower than they are on the state level, but state level, it's incredible how we show in the film how, because of what they did in California, they used to say in the film, as goes California, so goes the country. And as goes the country, so goes the world. And really, because the people in my film opened the floodgates, so many states are now legal or on the way. And I believe this will eventually bring that the federal government would have to just follow suit. I can say that even in a statement that President Biden made, he mentioned the word that Dale Skye Jones uses, which is deschedule. Marijuana should not be on any schedule. It should just be descheduled. It's a plant that people use to feel better, and that's all there is to it. For the film, I can say that we are still really enjoying getting traction on the festival circuit. And again, I really hope that people who are listening will choose to follow us on Instagram or Facebook, American Pot Story, just one word, to see where it goes next. We've been blessed to be placed on something called the Popcorn List. And that list is a list of the best indie documentaries of the last years who are still not in theatrical or commercial distribution. So hopefully this will help us work our way into theaters and a streaming channel very soon. That's the goal. But so far, just doing these community screenings with festivals is wonderful. So people are welcome to get in touch with us, again, through our website, AmericanPotStory.com, and to get in touch and suggest maybe places they can bring an audience and show the film.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Oh, I love feel good stories like this. You can see the progress that the film has made and will be making as it goes along here. And so finally, I mean, I understand that you and your husband have a very successful production company. Tell us about your next project if you haven't already started on it.
Thank you very much for asking. Yes, our company, New Love Films, people are welcome to read about it at newlovefilms.com. We're always at work. So it's always while you're promoting the last film, you're also working on the next one. And actually, I've been blessed that because the American Pot Story Oaksterdam took so many years, during them, I started working on the next project, and it actually ended up coming out just a year later. It's called Nina is an Athlete, and that's a Paralympic documentary about a para badminton player and her journey to the Paralympics. So I'm very proud of that, and hopefully this will also have a successful run in this coming year. It also had an amazing world premiere at Slam Dance in this amazing program called Slam Dance Unstoppable. So I'm very proud of that as well. And we'll see where it goes next. It's just starting the journey. But I would say, yeah, we would love to develop American Pot Story into more iterations. There's so many great stories that happen around the country. Every time people see the film, they say, oh, somebody I know worked tirelessly to pass this, make this legal in some other state. And I wish that story was told as well. So we would love to tell more of those stories in the future. And obviously show the film in Congress. That would be the one of the, you know, main goals, because we want to help affect policy change. And everybody on Capitol Hill needs to see this film and understand that the way we worked so far was not the best and we can do better.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm sure that, truth be told, a lot of our policymakers and their young youth, I'm sure they had their share of, shall we say, experimenting and puffing with some pot. So,
yes.
Like so many of us have done. So, that's a good point to, take it to the policymakers and let them see the film and further decide.
So yeah. Hopefully we can do that soon. That would be the ideal. We want to show it at as many legislative bodies as possible, also on the state level, especially in states where it's not legal yet.
Absolutely.
Because more than anything, the film is just thought-provoking. It just makes you think, is the policy we have now the best? It's not about how marijuana is going to help your health. It's not about how it's going to make you happier. There's a lot of excellent films about that. So that's not our focus. Our focus is to really start a conversation about policy and how do we best deschedule and go ahead in a more sensible way. And like I said, many people who are part of law enforcement are talking in the film and are going to be at our premiere, because this is an important part for them, saying we were in the trenches and we know that what we have does not work, does not make sense, and must change. So it's fascinating to hear them speak, definitely.
Very good. Well, again, the documentary is American Pot Story, Oaksterdam. And you're having a big night here in Vegas at the Orleans Theater. Go to your website. Tell us the website again.
AmericanPotStory.com. And I want to remind everybody, it's Saturday, the 27th, April 27th, 8 p.m. And after party right after. So if you come to the theater, you're invited to the after party. It's going to be fun.
It sounds like it's going to be a ball. And you got some free, if you attend the after party, you got some good partying gifts as well.
Yes, absolutely. There's going to be some awesome surprises from Hardeen and maybe from some other places. So worth coming, stopping by, and having fun with us.
Absolutely. Well, Ravit Marcus, thank you so much for giving us some backstory into the making of American Pot Story. And we will all see you when you and your crew arrives here in Vegas.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you there Saturday, Janice.
Absolutely. So thank you again for the time and the conversation. Okay. Thank you so much, Ravit. We will look forward to seeing her and her husband later on tonight at 8 o'clock with some of the cast and crew from the film American Pot Story, Oaksterdam. They will all be there for Q&A afterwards, and we hope to see you there 8 o'clock tonight at the Orleans Hotel at Casino. And it's going to be a lot of fun and very educational and entertaining as well. So we're out of time. Thank you to all of our guests for joining us. And we'll see you next week. And for those of you who are coming to the movie, we'll see you tonight. So have a great rest of the evening. Get all dressed up, and we'll see you tonight at the theater. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.